Hello, everybody, and welcome here to JCN Boys Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design, here with Coach Cornell of the JCN Chargers. And Coach, last year you went to the state tournament, and that is just the fourth time in school history going there, so congratulations on a successful year. Last year you left a dominant mark in league play as well on the overall, but kind of talking about that off season on some of your boys coming back this year and what's going to be the look for this season. You had a jamboree yesterday, you went down to Royal Valley, you saw Donovan West there, Hiawatha, and of course Royal Valley themselves. So, you know, what was that off season like, what was that jamboree like, and what are some players coming up here in this season that you're going to look forward to?
Thanks. Yeah, it was a different offseason. We got a little different team this year of our top nine guys from last season's state team. Six of them graduated. We were a pretty senior heavy team last year, but you know, that we still have some guys returning. Now the biggest kind of miss that we're going to have this year is Eli Weiser, who was probably our top returner. Started a handful of games for us last year. I thought he had a great, outstanding summer. He's a senior for us. He got an injury during football season and unfortunately has to miss the entire of the basketball season, which is a real bummer for us and for our team. But he's done a good job. He's taken a little more of a coaching role this year, and you know, he's very smart and helping some of our guys. So that's a big loss as well. And then other returners, we have Andy Baker, who's a senior who started a number of games for us last year on that state team, and then Will Elias, who's a junior point guard for us. He saw some time in the rotation last year, so we returned some guys with experience. And then we have a couple other juniors with Rex Furman and Chance Jenkins, who I think we'll see a fair amount of time. Senior Riley Burke will step in and see a fair amount. And then some sophomores, and Dawson Lindsay, Chris Knoll, Callum Baker, a bunch of guys that haven't seen much varsity time, but I thought had a pretty good summer. They're just going to have to take that next step forward to see, you know, what varsity basketball is like. And I think, especially here before Christmas, a lot of our games are going to be trying to get up to that speed of what varsity basketball, just because we don't have much experience, you know, coming back in that. And I thought that started last night with our jamboree. You know, we saw some talented teams, and I thought it was a good gauge for us. You know, for early in the year, we're not quite where I want to be yet, but I did see improvement over all three scrimmages last night in our jamboree, so hopefully we kind of continue that forward and just build as the year goes on.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, improving week by week. You know, starts off with the first game of the season, and that's against Rock Creek. So just previewing this matchup here, you know, what's it going to look like? What's the expectations from your team? How are you going to get that offense going? What's the press going to look like? Just break down the schematics and details.
Yeah, so our the start of our season, it's a tough schedule, and our guys know that. You know, we have Rock Creek. We saw their schedule last year. They were a state team in 4A. And, you know, luckily they got knocked out of the 4A state tournament by Atchison, and we all know how good of a year Atchison had. But I've talked to some coaches and seen some film on them, and you know, they have some good guards. They like to get downhill. And that'll be tough for us to stop. I thought one thing in our jamboree last night is we had some trouble stopping the drive, and not so much just speed wise, but we were just falling for some ball fakes and some shot fakes. So we got to stay on our feet, and I think that's going to be a big key for us as far as not letting them get to the basket. Another thing is they play some good defense. They'll play man, they play zone. They have a really good press, and that's one thing we're going to have to do a better job of too, is taking care of the ball and handling some of that pressure against a team that's going to be fast. They got a lot of experience coming back, and so it'll be quite the challenge for us. And like I told our guys, we kind of know, you know, the challenge ahead of us and what that entails. But at the same time, you know, you never know what could happen. So if we play our game and handle our business, we'll see how it goes.
Well, Coach, this is your third season, and in that time, you've won 30 games to 16 losses. You've had a lot of great success, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of great success going forth in this season.
This has been the Jefferson County North
Coach Cornell. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.